unlock Flambeau on the order on Wednesday, July 13th at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Meyer. Media has been notified. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Supervisor, do I intend to go? Or Fourth of July, all the businesses deciding?
Oh, yes. Each thing, a piece of it, yeah.
All right, item number five, approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We'll hold on item number six in case Chris shows up. Approval of the minutes of the June 22nd, 2016 town board meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
The CD that we had at People's State Bank matured on 6/30, and the principal amount was $99,760.34. It earned interest of $401.78. That money after the first of July went into the money market account. And that is what we have for our, well, here he comes, for our shed. Other than that, nothing too much happening. Business is pretty good at the transfer station. And so then in our regular account, we have $885,367.75. And in the ambulance account, we have $396,312.11.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I just held the vouchers and we'll do that at the end.
Okay.
Item number nine, discussion action dump trailer for cemetery. Nancy's got the numbers. What we've been running into lately is when we have burials at the cemetery, because in areas it is a bit crowded, when they dig, they wind up putting the dirt from the new grave onto others.
Other graves.
And we've had it where, and a case happened right before Memorial Day, where we had a few burials, and it was dug, dumped, put back in the hole. There's still leftovers there, and the town crew goes out and they clean things up. They do a nice job, but it sometimes gets, the timing just isn't right. So my thoughts were is if we maybe got a small dump trailer, that when they dig the grave, they can put the dirt from the new grave into the dump trailer, and then have the burial, the ceremony, then the grave digger can come back, dump it out into the grave, leftover. Then what we do with it is it goes to the side into a spoils pile and it gets used or for whatever reason. He can then take it over there and dump it. We're not messing up graves. Pete got some preliminary numbers for dump trailers and they were
$55 to $6,500.
Now what we can do is go around and get actual quotes on them, and then I can bring it back to the board for your review and approval if you want me to even move ahead with it.
I think you should definitely move ahead with it. I think it's a good idea. We probably should have done it a long time ago. I don't know, do we have to approve if it's over 5,000? We have to approve.
No.
Can we authorize you to
go ahead? Yeah, you can do that, and we already have that, but I still, with the purchase of a piece of equipment, you know, run it by you guys.
I appreciate that. I would say that I would like to authorize the purchase of it, but also with the caveat that it's not solely to be used at the cemetery.
No, it can be used anywhere. And it would come in handy once sometimes with the road crew and certain jobs, so.
Right.
Jim, you got a question?
Yeah, what size is the dump trailer as far as capacity?
I think it holds 3 yards, 3 yards or 4 yards.
A gravesite is what, 4 by 8 by 6?
Yep.
That comes out to 10 yards.
Mm-hmm. But I think those dump trailers, 10 yards out of a grave? No, you're not going to get that.
4 by 8 by 6?
Yeah, but some's going back.
Some's going back.
Cubic feet.
Yeah, so they might be, I can't remember, they might be 5 yard, but you're not going to get 5 yards out of there. Probably pretty close, I guess. But it would be big enough to hold the material that's coming out of a grave.
Okay.
I'll have to get the actual.
You will get the actual yardage. That's why I want to get quotes to see what the capacity is, what the load, what its tip capacity, you know, it'll be automatic, it'll be tip capacity.
Pete actually was the one that was doing.
Yeah, Pete was doing, I told him to get some numbers on it.
And I just like to make it real clear is, when you're a resident of Lacton Plateau, there's no charge for a plot.
Right.
No.
You know, I think that's really something important for the paper to recognize, because I don't know of any other community. I'm not saying there aren't any other communities, but I think it's recognizable that the township of Lacton Plateau. I do have a question is, when they reside at our home K-Care, do they become a resident of Lacton Plateau?
They do. I think that a lot of those people, though, if they're from another area, will be buried wherever they came from.
Understandable, but I'm just saying is.
Boy, they.
Through that ability.
Sure.
Sure.
And it really intrigues me, because if you notice the signage on the sides of the roads when they advertise for it, or in the paper, or in whatever advertisement they use, they say that it's in beautiful Monongah, because that's their mailing address.
Right.
But when they die and their obituary or their coroner's report is cited, that it becomes another resident of Lacton Plateau.
Or when the residents want to vote, they come here.
Yeah, there's a lot of that because of the mailing differences. People will say they're from Monongah, but they're actually from Flamborough.
Correct, but it was quite unique.
Yeah, just a bit of the history on the cemetery was that the tribe had donated the land to the town back in the 70s?
60s.
60s. And with the agreement that the town then maintains the cemetery, we oversee the books, and it's open for burial for any resident of the town, no charge. And the town maintains it, then we do all the grass cutting, plowing, this type of thing, so.
And I'm happy to say that there was some fertilizer applied this year, which hadn't been done forever, never.
We got some fertilizer down so we can get things green up a little bit.
But I am somewhat interested in it, because, I mean, I have family there, you have family there. Is maybe, is there a cemetery committee?
Yeah, we have a cemetery committee which consists of myself, the deputy clerk, and members of each of the churches here in town. And we have asked, you know, with the tribe, if they have anybody who's interested that wants to come with the traditional burials. So, yeah, we have our, along with somebody from the veterans, so we meet twice a year. I will solicit quotes for a dump trailer.
Yeah, did you make another motion?
Well, I actually didn't, but I mean, I said I would make a motion if we could be sure that it would be used for more than just this. So I so move.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to solicit proposals for a dump trailer for use at the cemetery by the town road crew. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion approval of standby request for King of the Cage event, July 30th, 2016.
The check is cleared.
Check is cleared.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion approval, airport fence. Andrew, you can fill us in on this. We did get a copy of the letter from John.
From John, yeah.
That outlines kind of the costs.
Yeah, you probably remember the issue of a fence came up a few years ago, we were kind of not in favor of it. It didn't seem to be a wise expenditure of that much money at the time, but in the meantime, there have been, I don't know if the deer population has just exploded or what has happened, but
And most.
We're running into a situation where there are deer endangering the airplanes that are landing there or taking off, and I think last year one was hit. We have hunters coming on the property uninvited, and last year one of the hangars had a bullet hole in it.
Got shot.
Yeah, so it seems like a fence would be a good idea now.
John kind of put it in a nutshell here where he said the total cost is $1.2 million.
Right. Well, that's what the price from years ago. Now it might be different.
Might be different. Being that $60,000 of that $1.2 million would be paid out of the commission.
Right, which we have, by the way.
They have the money, $202,000 in a CD and another $17,000 state investment pool. And then
$60,000 by the state.
Yeah, $60,000 by the state, and so the federal government or the FAA is going to be picking up approximately $1,040,000 of it. So it's going to cost the airport $60,000, which we have, and so it's nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing that's going to be additional to the taxpayers.
I think for a lot of reasons, it's a good idea now.
I'd hate to see one of those jets slam into a deer.
Exactly.
Well, it's, and then once it's done, it's done.
Yep.
It might prevent a whole lot of other issues. It might not just be the deer.
Yeah.
Especially in the current environment that we're in.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's a big target, I'm just saying this.
Yeah, we really don't want snowmobiles in there, that's a liability.
Go back to the hunting situation.
Just people running around in there, they can come off a haul road now and run right into the thing.
Right.
All right, well, do we have a motion to approve the expenditure?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the expenditure by the airport commission for the fence. All those in favor?
Aye.
With one question, is we're just one of the members of the commission. Does it take a unanimous decision or is it a majority?
Three out of four in Woodruff and Arborvitae have already approved it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a majority, so it's three of the four.
It's coming down now.
I can see that.
Yeah, I should have rolled it out.
Yeah.
Item number 12, discussion action Blackhawk Road. We got a road called Blackhawk Road, which comes off of Arnold Stock Road off of Highway 70.
Oh, okay.
And it actually lies half in the town of Minocqua, half in the town of Lactoplanville. Town of Minocqua maintains it and it's on their gas tax map. We don't maintain it.
There's always been confusion.
Yeah, and I talked to Mark Pertilli, actually he brought it to my attention and I went out and I looked at it. There's, I think, four residents total on the road, two live in Minocqua, two live in Flamble. There's a steep, godforsaken hill at the end of it that got washed out. And when I went there to look at it, it was approximately 2 to 3 feet deep with the cavern going down the center. And he called me and he understands that it's, the Minocqua maintains it, and I told him it's on your gas tax map, so you're getting revenues for it. But he asked if there would be any way that Flamble may be interested in pitching in for some of the maintenance to do something of a more permanent nature, be it either, and it's mainly this hill that's at the end, which is approximately 300 feet.
Where's the hill? That Minocqua?
It's half and half.
Oh, that one's also half and half.
That's, I think, has to be explained, is it's not half the road you drive in.
No, it's split down the center.
It's down the center line.
Down the center line.
The left side is Minocqua, the right side is Flamble.
We're not sharing it that way.
It's not like you're going from Flamble into Minocqua or from Minocqua into Flamble. When you're driving down the road, your right side of your car is in Flamble, the left side is in Minocqua.
Okay.
So.
Are the homes on the Minocqua side or the Flamble side?
There's two and two.
Two, of course.
Two in Minocqua, two in Flamble.
But Well, one of the main residents at the end of the road is a permanent resident.
He's a full-time resident, and he's in Flammable.
And that's where the issue lies, is because there is no way I'd be able to get a fire engine or an ambulance to that property the way that it exists. It has been neglected, and we need to somehow figure out how we're gonna handle this, because I look at it as a liability.
Yeah.
And I don't know where we stand with this, because this is one of those unique gray area agreements.
It is, right.
It's the exact same situation that we had over in Rockwood, where Rockwood Drive,
Yes.
was all in Flammable, and the other half of it was, one side was Minocqua, and the other side was Flammable, and we paved and maintained the whole road. I can get together with Mark Pertilli from the town of Minocqua and see, you know, have him get some cost estimates as to what we'd be looking at, but really to do it right would be at least to surface, pave the hill portion of that to keep it from washing out. The rest of it is gravel, it's flat, it's not bad, but the hill, I mean, is, it's deep. You know, when it rains hard, the water whistles down there, and I'd hate to see what that thing looks like after this last bunch of rain. I haven't been there for a couple of weeks, so.
And I know that the landowner has been somewhat ignored and maybe abused, because they've called and they're not a Minocqua resident, and there becomes to be this foggy, like, really, who are you going to vote against?
Yeah.
There's that issue, and it does concern me, and it was brought to my attention quite some time ago. And I am quite concerned with it, and I know that we don't have many roads left in our protocol that are not paved. And what I do also concern is if they're claiming the revenue through having it on there, mm-hmm. we have to meet somewhere, or we have to re-decide whether they're gonna claim it or we're gonna claim it.
Yeah, I don't know that I would feel real comfortable saying, like, oh yeah, well, they have, when they've been getting the DOT and highway aids of all these years.
That's the thing. I guess what I would do is I would sit down with Mark Hartsheim and say, okay, how long has this thing been on your gas tax maps, and how much now have you collected over the years on it, and then we can try to figure out some type of formula based on that.
Yeah.
And if they want to release it, then that's an option.
If they want to release it and give it to us, I guess then we can look at that option too.
Sure.
But something needs to be done.
I agree. But I know that
with the road aid, you don't make it all up like in a year.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, just because you say, well, no, we're taking
what,
it over now.
No, it's what, 1,300 a year per mile.
Yeah.
So if it's half a mile, it's what, 700 a year.
What I'm saying is we have to make this logical.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know that it has to be dealt with, because we are looking at a potential liability.
Well, yeah, if we, like you said, if we needed to get something down the end of that road, when I drove it, you were not going to get a truck any further than the top of the hill.
What prefix do those people have for their telephone number? Is it a Minocqua?
588.
Yeah, they're 588.
Oh, it's 588.
Yeah.
So our 911, our
911 goes.
We get dispatched.
Yeah,
but even 356 numbers, we get dispatched. That's more complicated. E911 is way more complicated.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything on, say, Highway F or 70, that's 356 numbers, if they're coming from a certain area in that prefix,
we're still getting. Right.
Jim?
If we don't collect road taxes on a town road, we don't inspect the roads, like for our Pazer?
No.
Okay.
No, because
it's not on our inventory.
If it's not on our inventory, and that's why with the way the road aids go, either one or the other town claims it. There's a short stretch of Indian Village Road that's actually
right.
in the town of Sherman,
right.
which
the
they
town
claim.
Of Sherman gets it.
Yeah, which yeah. they claim, and they get the road aids for it, but I don't think a town of Sherman truck has ever been down Indian Village Road. So we just plow it. And I sent them a letter at one time saying, you know, hey, if you want to kick a little our way for the 0.3 mile that we plow for you, it would be much appreciated. And I never heard back from them.
And we have some issues on the Price County line. There's some roads that go through there that we take care of that we really should turn over to the town of Fifield.
Yeah, and there's actually one in the town of in the town of Black Flambeau that Fifield maintains up off of. Memorial Grove, yeah, and then off Turner Lake Road.
Turner, right.
Where the last half mile, town of Fifield plows.
But I don't think it ever comes to question in until you end up with a situation that we're looking at right now.
Till you got one that's this bad.
So whether it's right or wrong, something has to be done.
Yeah.
And it's most important to make sure that when 911 calls and we need to get there an emergency response, whether it's law enforcement or police or ambulance or fire, we have to be able to get there.
The shape I saw that road in, you wouldn't have gotten an ambulance down there. Even with our new ones being four-wheel drive, I think they would have had a hell of a time getting down, getting turned around, and getting back out. I don't know how that guy was going in. I didn't drive down it, even in a four-wheel drive pickup, because I was afraid I wasn't coming back.
Well, they bought a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. That might have been a reason for it, but...
All right. Well, then I'll get back with the town of Monaco. We'll get some cost estimates and get some type of formula worked out. And then I'll bring that back to you guys.
Yeah, get some formula or options, you know, how we should deal with this on an ongoing basis.
It's most important to open the dialogue right now, because we are dealing with another entity.
Right.
And let them know that we are very concerned.
Concerned.
And that we're going to solve it whether they want to be part of it or not. So let's go ahead and make this as, you know, adjustable and cordial as possible.
As cordial as possible. All right. I will do that, and I'll bring that back over for our next meeting. Item number 13, discussion of the bartender's applications for Jeanette Potts, Christopher Ford.
Yeah, there's no issues. So move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:25.
So move, Mr. Chair.
Number six. Sorry, we're not going. Item number six, approval of the vouchers. Thank you for reminding me. The general fund of 48730 to 48801, and the ambulance fund of 1677 to 1679.
So move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All abstain from that, please. Now the sun's coming out. Perfect timing.
Now I will make another motion for dismissal.
Okay. Motion for adjourn here at 1:26. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Sorry, Blake.
That's all right. Got held up.